TV's Alex Trebek, who hosted the game show Jeopardy since 1984, has died at the age of 80. In March of 2019, he announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. NPR's Madalit Delbarco reports that while Trebek emceed some serious contests, he didn't always take himself seriously. We think he might have been amused by this remembrance of a beloved TV host.
The category is famous Canadian television personalities. For decades, he had all the answers. Who was Alex Trebek? He answered that question on NPR in 2020.
He's the avuncular host of a popular quiz show who has been around, it seems, forever.
On Jeopardy, contestants came up with questions based on clues. Trebek quizzed them on trivia about everything from history and geography to hip-hop lyrics.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Julia.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Right.
In 2016, Trebek talked with NPR about hosting the show for so many years.
I love spending time with bright people. I don't like spending time with stupid people. And Jeopardy puts me in touch with bright folks all the time.
Alex Trebek was born in Ontario, Canada, the son of a Ukrainian chef. In the early 1960s, while studying philosophy at the University of Ottawa, he worked as a news and sports announcer for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He hosted programs about music, skating, and horse racing, and a high school quiz show called Reach for the Top. Then, in 1973, he moved to L.A. to host a new TV game show for NBC.
You can win up to $10,000 in cash and merchandise playing the Wizard of Oz. And now here's the wily wizard himself, Alex Trebek.
After that, Trebek hosted a string of game shows in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, and beyond.
The $128,000 question.
Double dare.
Battle stars to tell the truth. High rollers.
In 1964, TV host Merv Griffin and his wife Julanne came up with Jeopardy. It was a hybrid trivia quiz and IQ test meant to restore credibility to the genre that had fallen into disrepute in the 1950s following cheating scandals. 20 years after it began, Alex Trebek became the host of Jeopardy. He told NPR's Fresh Air in 1987 that for the first three seasons, he was also the show's producer.
Most of the time, our contestants are not there for the money. On Jeopardy. They are there to show off their intellectual skills. They are there to have their moment in the sun and be television stars for that half hour.
Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer once compared Trebek's credibility to newsman Walter Cronkite's, but the host also sometimes poked fun of himself and wore goofy costumes. Trebek played himself in The Simpsons and was parodied on Saturday Night Live.
Of Simon and Garfunkel, the one that is not Garfunkel.
Trebek even once joined his imitator Will Ferrell on SNL.
And so this was the final Jeopardy.
In a more sobering moment, Trebek delivered his own bad news directly to fans.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
In an online video, Trebek vowed to continue working.
Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this.
Trebek even joked that he had to beat the disease because he had three more years left in his Jeopardy contract. In the category of beloved game show hosts who fans will miss, the answer is, who is Alex Trebek? Madalit Delbarco, NPR News.